Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 24, lows of 14. Tuesday, we can expect sunny with a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 13. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 11. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 12. It's going to be a hot week, so put some sunscreen on and stay hydrated. Bye for now!
In Ireland news this week, school attendance has been very positive on the Isle of Wight, but face masks should be reinstated to keep up the good work. That is the view of Peter Shreve, Assistant District Secretary of the National Education Union, who said, "Caution should remain the watchword in the face of a new Delta variant." He said Isle of Wight school attendance figures look remarkably positive for the week before half term, with 96% of primary pupils, 90% of secondary students, and 92% of special school students attending. Isle of Wight school attendance is higher than almost all local authorities in England, in the top 7 of all local authorities in each sector, albeit jointly in some cases. We should be proud of the efforts being made by all concerned to get back to the educational normal. However, we should recall how rapid the situation can deteriorate and be aware of challenges hovering in other areas. Meanwhile, adults this week aged between 25 and 29 across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight have been invited for their COVID-19 jab. Tuesday will mark 6 months since the launch of the biggest vaccination programme in the history of the NHS. More than 1.87 million COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered locally to date, and strong progress continues to be made, with 95% of people aged 40 and over across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight having received their first dose. On the Isle of Wight, more than 174,000 vaccinations have been administered since the national drive started in December. The incredible achievement is testament to the continued hard work of dedicated colleagues and partners across the area, backed by an army of volunteers providing vital support. Alongside GP-led vaccination hubs on the island, the Riverside Centre in Newport, which is led by Solent NHS Trust, will also have an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine available shortly. Adults aged between 25 and 29 will start to receive text messages inviting them to book an appointment to receive their COVID-19 vaccination now. Finally, the outside play area at St Mary's Children's Ward has received a boost with the assistance of Storeroom 2010's Cow's Men's Shed. The shed was approached with a view to helping the children's ward revive its outside area, including the repainting of several benches with vivid colours. A spokesperson for Storeroom 2010 said, "We were delighted to be approached and more than happy to get creative to put a smile on the faces of the children and their parents or carers. Although we tend not to take on projects for private individuals so as not to undercut local tradespeople, we always do what we can to help other island charities and good causes who reach out to us." Play specialist leader Dion Davies thanked Cow's Men's Shed for transforming the seating. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotal.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 6th of June 1944 was when the D-Day landings began during World War II. The landings were part of a large-scale operation to gain a foothold in German-occupied France. Leading up to the operation, the German military were misled on D-Day's exact place and time. D-Day was the largest sea invasion in history. The operation involved 156,000 troops and was spread across five major beaches. Also on the 6th of June, but in 1977, was Queen Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee celebrations. The event commemorated the 25th anniversary of the Queen's ascension to the throne. Despite rain, many people camped out overnight to get a good view of the Queen's procession in London, and millions more saw it on television. A band known as the Sex Pistols played a controversial version of the national anthem on a boat in the Thames, and several members of the band were arrested once the boat docked. The 9th of June 1781 was the birth date of George Stephenson, who pioneered the development of railway travel. The first steam engine he built was able to haul up to 30 tons of coal at a speed of 4 miles an hour. Stephenson also developed a system that stopped trains from breaking their rails due to weight. Rail travel was a key part of the Industrial Revolution, which introduced a number of new technologies. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. One of the ultimate relaxing experiences that is free of charge is a long soak in the bath. International Bath Day, observed on Monday the 14th of June, is, surprisingly, incredibly popular and an excuse for everyone to enjoy the most indulgent of soaks. Also, for most people, a bath is just a way to get clean, while for some, it's an opportunity to escape. The day can also be a way of celebrating humanity, who we are as a species, and how far we've come. There aren't many things in the world more perfect than tessellations. Tessellation Day, observed on Thursday the 17th of June, celebrates the effect when the same shapes can be repeated again while still fitting perfectly. Tessellations have been known to be found in ancient art and designs as far back as 6,000 years ago. Their awe is defined only by repetition of the same pattern and the fact that they get more complicated than just simple shapes. Surfers are known for having a close connection to nature, and no natural wonder is more majestic than the sea. Surf Day, observed on Saturday the 19th of June, is just one of the holidays that celebrates this pool of mystery. But it's not just about surfing. The day encourages people to help reduce the impact on the oceanic environment, so it is the perfect opportunity to help out the community by showing your love for the world's oceans. Finally, staying productive can be one of the hardest and most serious challenges, whether your workload is overwhelming or if you have nothing to do. World Productivity Day, observed on Sunday the 20th of June, encourages people to remember the tools which make this challenge easier. As staying productive requires focus on factors such as efficiency, there are always products and services that help to keep you on track and to get the most out of work. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure word of the week. This week's word is cathexis. C-A-T-H-E-X-I-S. It refers to the concentration of mental energy on one particular person, idea, or object. It originated from the 1920s from the Greek word for retention. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Chris Young, who's a country singer, born in 1985, who's 36. Jeremy Howard, who's a movie actor, born in 1989, who's 30. And Georgina Campbell, who's a TV actress, born in 1992, who's 29. That's it for your famous birthdays. I have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, 25-year-old Kazim Sayed, who is charged with multiple counts of kidnap, burglary and offensive weapons charges, has appeared before the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court this week, following incidents in the Whitcombe and Carisbrook areas last week. Sayed is accused of entering the home of an elderly couple in their 80s on Nunnery Lane, Carisbrook, before making threats with a knife and demanding cash. Sayed is accused of forcing the couple to drive to a cash point in Newport and withdraw £300 each. The defendant faces 9 charges altogether, including 2 counts of robbery, 2 charges of kidnap, 2 charges of burglary with a knife, 1 charge of burglary and 2 charges of possession with a knife. With the charges deemed too serious to be dealt with in the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court, the case has been adjourned to the Isle of Wight Crown Court on the 12th of July 2021. Sayed, who denies the charges against him, has been remanded in custody until that date. Meanwhile, work to maintain Newport's historic harbour walls is set to start later this month. The near £400,000 regeneration is intended to restore the walls to their original condition using specialist techniques to retain their historic appearance. Councillor Phil Jordan, Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, said the repairs were essential to preserve the very fabric of the harbour. He said the majority of the remedial works comprise repointing and the replacement of missing bricks or stones. Where possible, it is planned to reuse the original bricks or stones where they can be recovered from the river and are suitable for reuse. Where original materials are not suitable for reuse, then matching reclaimed materials will be sourced. Finally, several shop owners on Pier Street, Ventnor, are saying enough is enough and have clubbed together to have piles of rubbish removed from the former bus station. There has been a persistent problem to fly tipping at the derelict site for many years, but over the last few months, the problem has multiplied. Old mattresses, plasterboard, bags of rubble, bricks, and a range of other rubbish has found its way there. We've got all these holiday makers here, and the first thing they see is that terrible mess. This is a beautiful seaside town, and that's the first view anyone gets. One shop owner said, "We've suggested putting up hoardings and getting local artists to paint murals to welcome visitors. It's such an eyesore, something has to be done about it." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.